Welcome to the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast, where you'll discover that when it comes to your health, you're so much more powerful than you've been led to believe. And now, your host. She's a holistic nutrition and lifestyle coach, chef, author, and yogi, Christine Okazie.
Hello, and welcome to the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast. I'm Christine Okazie, and thanks so much for listening. We are here on my weekly episode for episode 88, a beautiful number for me to end this year of 2021 and be auspiciously poised for 2022. Because apparently, according to numerology, the number 88 has a powerful vibration associated with abundance and prosperity on both the material and spiritual plane. I love that. Anyway, 2021, like the year before, was filled with unprecedented challenges and loss. But this time around, I think there's been a lot more hope and promise. There was a collective aspiration of getting back to normal, quote unquote. But again, depending on where you live in the world, it was mostly about trying to find a new normal. And so it was for me, being on the path of self-discovery, that there was a grand invitation to decide what I would like to call normal in my life. And after so many changes and adjustments in this past year, 2022 feels like it's about rebuilding, accepting responsibility for co-creating this ever-evolving, uncharted new reality. And for me, I noticed that any idea, convention, or way of being that was not aligned with the version of myself that I've desired had to be redefined or actually completely destabilized in 2021 in order, I know now, to make way for something better. So as I reflected today on how to wrap up this podcast this year, I pondered the following questions. How do we find the inner confidence to move through the difficulty in our lives with more ease and flow? And as we seek more stability, how do we make peace with uncertainty? In other words, how do we keep our heart open, our mind clear, and our body strong in the midst of finding our way in this new normal? Well, those are the questions that I pondered and inspired my top 10 key lessons and takeaways as I say goodbye to 2021 and hello to 2022. Number one, it's really important to take in the good stuff. See, contrary to the mainstream media and popular culture, there's actually more goodness, love, and joy in the world than not. Where we direct our mental focus matters so much for our health and happiness. There are many good things in our lives, way more than the bad, but our brain's negativity bias underlies this tendency we have to worry and focus way more on the problems. Now, it's not about fake positivity or spiritual bypassing either, but exercising some psychological savvy by controlling what we allow our minds to feast on. I've learned that not only does this help in the moment to get those positive healing emotions flowing in our body, but with consistent practice, it's about cultivating a solid place of well-being, contentment, and genuine peace within ourselves that we can always return home to. It's really simple, actually. There's an endless supply of good things happening all around us all the time. It can be just the simple things in daily life, like watching my dog cuddled up next to me, remembering a happy memory with my kids, just even the smell of my morning coffee. I mean, all you have to do is bring a mindful awareness to these simple things and let them create an important shift within you. Number two, be present. Live in the now. When you feel overwhelmed, grappling with uncertainty, return back to the present moment. You get your nervous system back to neutral, you step back into your personal power, and you see that everything is actually just fine. I remind myself that at every moment, I'm exactly where I need to be for my soul's purpose. Number three, stay connected to your intuition. Finding stillness on the daily, going within and connecting with your inner world is an investment that pays extraordinary dividends. In these rapidly changing, turbulent times, it's all about the navigation. So having a strong internal compass is essential. Now, for me, this is my daily practice of Kundalini yoga and meditation. It continues to be my number one tool for maintaining my health and my sanity. Number four, find the lesson in everything. It's way too easy these days to feel like the victim of our circumstances. Life brings a whole range of experiences, and we have the opportunity to respond. We get to choose what we're going to glean from our experiences, the wanted ones and the unwanted ones. We get to decide if we're going to pick ourselves up and start again. We get to do the work to grow beauty and love deeper from our pain, or not. I remember all the time that I am in charge of my own suffering, and I have the power to free myself at any time. Number five, be open to receive. We don't always have to be so independent. Allowing help, support, and love creates more good energy to flow our way. It sends a powerful message to the universe that you are ready and open to receive all types of abundance in your life. During these last couple months, I've stepped out of my comfort zone and had to hone this very important life-enhancing skill. And I can attest to the snowball effect of positivity and flow in all aspects of my life. Number six, it's not our job to worry about the how. The universe knows way better than me how things can come to me than I do. So the invitation is to let go of how it's all going to work out and just have faith that it has no choice but to. This past year for me has brought many moments where I decided to simply hand it over, if you will, to an intelligence greater than myself. Time and time again when I've done this, I've been humbled how the painful situations in my life have unfolded into new opportunities and brought forth creative solutions that far exceeded my rational thinking mind. Number seven, as we grow, we may lose people. As we continue our own personal journeys of healing and growth, the relationships we have with people that no longer resonate will fade away, and that's perfectly okay. We have soul contracts with people in our lives meant for our evolution. It's all part of this journey to create a life that's aligned with who we are truly meant to be. Number eight, experience your true nature. We are made of vibration and energy, and at the core, that frequency is pure, unconditional love. Now, when you go beyond simply understanding this truth on a scientific or knowledge-based level and have an embodied experience on a regular basis, everything, and I mean everything in your life, changes for the better. It's an unshakable root within yourself that allows you to be with things exactly as they are, letting yourself feel all that you feel without even needing to understand it all, and a certain acceptance for the mystery, not only in the universe, but for the mystery in your own life as well. Number nine, prioritize joy and be happy now. The key to creating happiness is having fun where we are, no matter where that is. It's not about waiting for everything to fall into place before we can be happy. You don't want to be that person. You know, the one who's never quite happy, no matter what's going on. Well, I've committed to stop putting my happiness on hold because of difficult circumstances or because I'm waiting for certain things to be just so and fall into place. Having this mindset cultivates a healthy perspective in our life situations and strengthens our capacity to appreciate the blessings of today. And number 10 on my lessons and takeaway lists for 2021 and looking forward into 2022, self-love heals all. The way we heal is through loving ourselves. Self-love isn't always pretty. We must feel to heal. You must accept all the parts of ourselves. I am practicing compassion for myself on this imperfect journey by acknowledging and appreciating I'm not where I want to be yet, but I am also no longer where I used to be. So I hope that's been helpful, my friends. I want to extend my gratitude and appreciation for all of you, for your ongoing support, your comments, ratings, and reviews. I am grateful for the opportunity to share these inspirational and healing messages. And I'm so grateful for the community that I have had the pleasure of building on the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast. I've spoken to dozens and dozens of healers, visionaries, just amazing souls on this planet that uplift me every day in every conversation, inspire me to continue to be my best self. So I'll leave you with this quote from Lao Tzu. At the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are, and you know what you want. So wishing you all a healthy, happy, and safe new year, and so excited to continuing the journey with you in 2022. Thanks for listening. Take care.